This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with this week's news for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. I'm recording this live from the AREG Radio Electronics Sale down here at Kilburn. Had a great day, many people in attendance, lots of sellers, lots of door prizes. And also congratulations to our winner of the raffle, VK5 ARP. I hope you enjoy your lovely new 9350 antenna. Coming up in the AREG calendar, next Friday, the 1st of November, we've got our fox hunt. Check the AREG website for details on that. I don't have the details in front of me because I'm walking around the car park. And on the 15th of November, we've got our next meeting with a talk on the M17 digital voice mode from Tony, VK3JED. As always, check out the AREG website for more information on these events at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings, everyone, from the Northeast Radio Club. This is Tony, VK5 FBIC President, standing in for Les, VK5 KLD, who is on a temporary assignment this weekend. Many thanks to those that assisted at JOTA last Saturday, in particular at the Elizabeth Radio Club and Scouts, and those that we met on the air. It was a lot of fun. And thanks to several of our NERC members who were at the Barossa Car Rally on behalf of Wison at various checkpoints honing their skills. There were a few challenges, but all overcome or worked around. A very big thank you to VK5 CZ Ian, who attended our tech night this Friday night just past and assisted us to make end-fed antennas, 49-to-1 balance with a resistor, capacitor for portable or home use. Thanks, Ian, for travelling from the Clare Valley to meet with us. Also, best wishes and safe travels to our visitor from the Canberra Club, Tom, VK1CAT, who set up his VHF UHF station and made a few contacts at our club rooms on the same Friday night. Our next meeting on the 8th of November is our general meeting night, and we will check those new antennas out and go on the air. It would also be good if members would bring something for a show and tell, probably something you bought at the recent buy and sell at AREG this weekend. As always, a warm welcome to anyone in the vicinity of the Teetra Gully Library at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. There you will find a large group of amateurs who gather for a coffee and a chat, and ladies are most welcome. Don't forget F-Troop on Friday evenings at 5 p.m. using your local linked repeater frequency. It's a friendly net for any amateur. And that's all the news from the Northeast Radio Club, and we wish you a great week staying in contact in this non-contact sport. Cheers and 73 from Tony.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff, VK5JB, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Last week, I mentioned the presentation given to AHARS by Graham Vickerman, who's the CFS Air Base Manager, Region 1, Air Operations. He explained the role of the Air Tractor 802F. This is a very rapid response aircraft used by CFS Air Operations, and it's essential to control fire breakouts, to stop spot fires, and to protect property. Those of you interested in aircraft might like to take a look at a relatively recent development in air tractor versatility, the 802U Air Warden. The Air Warden is a light attack armed reconnaissance craft, and US Special Operations has apparently ordered 75 of them. So those of you who might be interested in the SA fleet of air tractor firefighting planes might like to look up the Air Warden. Now, I'm sure many of you will remember your local radio and TV repair shop. Just about every neighbourhood had one. You could phone your TV repairman to come out and fix the snow on your picture, or the white dot of death. He'd arrive in his van, wearing a dust coat and carrying a spares kit, and in no time he'd have the fibre board back off the Thorn 24-inch or the Pi pedigree and have the test pattern running again so you could enjoy Picker Box, The Untouchables and Deadly Earnest. The radio and TV shops were an Aladdin's cave to me, and I guess many of you too, especially if you were allowed to have a look in the back, where there were thousands of parts and hundreds of valves. Where have they all gone? Well, hopefully amateurs' radio shacks still hold on to lots of them, and I'll bet there's a few people listening today who'll have one or two valves put away. Of course, in every radio and TV shop, there was a valve tester, and they're getting very scarce on the ground as well. But all is not lost. Jim, VK5TR, will show you his newly built valve tester at the next AHAS Technical Morning on 2nd November at the Blackwood Uniting Church, starting at 10 a.m. Come and see us, have a coffee and a chat, and see some valves lit up or not. All welcome. Now, a few reminders. First, if you're coming to the AHAS end of year lunch, please remember to email me, tell me who's coming and what you or both of them want to order. If you do, AHAS will knock $10 off your lunch price. Next, as mentioned last week, Paul, VK5PH, is going to run another training and license assessment day in November. So if you know of anyone who wants to get licensed, now's the time to go to the ahas.au website and register. Lastly, a reminder that if any AHAS members needs a badge or a replacement badge, please email me at secretary@ahas.au. Well, that's it for now. John, VK5RJ, should be back with you next week. So 73 from AHAS. Until next time.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and enthusiasts. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of WISAT Australia and its committee. The committee of WISAT Australia and our volunteers would like to extend our appreciation and gratitude to the Barossa Amateur Radio Club and its members for the use of the club's repeater to cover the MSS Barossa Rally last weekend. And we apologise if we had an impact on your amateur radio activities. Thank you once again from the WISAT Australian Committee and our volunteers. The use of the Barossa Radio Club repeater made this event such a great success for the weekend. A big thank you also goes out to our exceptional skilled and talented WISAT Australian volunteers who participated in the Barossa Rally by providing radio communications and logistic support for this event. The rally organisers and competitors can't speak highly enough of you all and your nothing is too hard to do attitude over this weekend. And without your skills and equipment, this event could not have been run. So give yourselves each a big pat on the back for your efforts. The next WISAT Australia social get-together will be held on Saturday, the 23rd of November, and will be held down at the Scouts SA Adventurers Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Goonoo. So save the date in your diary now, Saturday the 23rd of November, with doors opening around about 9:30 hours, and put the date in your diary and calendar now so you don't miss out on this event. The guest speaker on the day will be Miss Zoe Marriott, State Manager of Disaster Relief Australia, regarding the organisation and a great opportunity involvement for WISAT Australia and our wonderful volunteers. Following on from the presentation, there will be an open forum debrief on the Barossa Rally and what worked well and what didn't, and how can we continue to improve our services to the community. There will also be an information session on the up-and-coming Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is being held on the 8th to the 10th of November 2024, which WISAT Australia and its volunteers have been requested to provide radio communications and logistic support services for. The meeting on the 23rd of November will be televised live by Zoom by Arno VK5ZAR, who's our Senior Technical Officer, to all WISAT members and those that are listed on the WISAT Australia email contact list for the benefit of those persons that aren't able to attend the meeting in person. An email was sent to you next month with an invite and attached link so you're able to log in onto the Zoom broadcast live on the day. The day will finish off for a free complimentary barbecue, sausages, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur or guest will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. Doors open around about 9:30 a.m. on the day. We look forward to attendance on the day on the next social get-together, which will be held on Saturday the 23rd November. So put the date in your diary now. And we also thank Scouts SA providing excellent facilities for our use. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is being held over the 8th to the 10th of November across the Adelaide Hills region. This rally is a full tarmac rally and no dirt is involved in this event. YC Australia's highly professional and skilled volunteers have been requested to provide radio communications and logistics support for this event across the 3 days. The event is top class and contains the latest high-end Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, Aston Martins, McLarens, Bentleys, Lotus, and a range of other full exotic vehicles. If you love quality vehicles and high performance, this is your chance to get up close to these vehicles as a YC Australian volunteer. There are still a few volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist, and what a great way to utilise your radio skills. A fuel reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event at the YC Australian Volunteer on the Rally SA website and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on YC Volunteer link. You can also register for this event by contacting the Vice President of YC Australia, Mr. Lewis Coleshill, via the contact links of the YC Australian webpage. Just Google us or check the YC SA app on Facebook. Each volunteer who volunteers for this event will receive a free limited edition collector's shirt along with a goodies gift box from the event organisers, along with a complimentary ticket for the Adelaide Motorsport Festival, which is being held in March 2025. So not a bad deal, really. A reminder for the next Sunday, the 3rd of November, which is next weekend, the YC Australia Net will be held at 2100 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Eat Repeat Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net on that night. For further clarification, please visit the YC Australian Facebook page for further details on any of these events regarding this broadcast and the YC SA events updates. This has been Dave with VK5LSB, and on behalf of the YC Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event or chatting to you on the YC Net next Sunday, the 3rd of November. Cheers all and stay safe, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. So far, we are on track with being prepared for the 2024 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. Club President Peter, VK5BE in particular, has been spending an hour or two most days in putting cabling trays etc. in place in the outside broadcast hut, which is starting to look very neat indeed. Of course, a number of others have been involved as well, so it's definitely a team effort. We have decided to update our club safety vests, and a new design has been implemented and submitted to our local supplier. We are hoping to purchase enough to outfit all the volunteers for the hill climb. This will put all of our members in the same high-vis, as, in the past, some have worn South East Automobile Club Legend of the Lake safety shirts, but this year we wish to promote our group more, and so we will be asking all members to wear the same gear. It seems that COVID has reared its ugly head again, as my wife recently had it, and it took 14 days before she was able to see a negative test. Some of our neighbours have had it, and one of our members who is currently in care said on Sunday that his roommate had copped it and passed it on to him. Hopefully no other members cop it, as we are only just able to fill the roster for the hill climb, and we don't need any dropouts because of COVID. We have a few members on the sick list at the present time, and we take this opportunity to wish them all well. Being in hospital is no fun, but at least it means that they're getting the best possible care. Our Thursday morning coffee sessions are still going well with excellent attendances each week. If you're in the Mount on a Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, please drop in and say hello. We are located in the old Reedy Park Primary School building on O'Halloran Terrace here in Mount Gambier. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.